conduct our meetings and how we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As stated, this is the time and the place for the scheduled hearings of the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings will be conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission that were adopted in October of 1998. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission's meetings to view the commission's deliberations and the voting on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a cell phone, pager, beep, or other telephonic device with you, we ask that you take the time now to switch it off or turn it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman. Then Mr. Lank will review the application and any agency comments or correspondence that's been received by his office. The applicant will then present its case to explain the application to the commission and may present any exhibits and testimony that supports the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by an opponent, any opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. Be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on public comment or to terminate testimony that's irrelevant or unduly repetitive. The commission may ask questions of supporters and opponents, but no direct questioning or cross-examination will be permitted. All questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission may direct the questions to the appropriate person if the commission thinks it's necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. Our first public hearing is conditional use 1760, Francis B. Precup, Jr.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a produce and landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.508 acres, more or less, lying at the northwest corner of Route 16 and Slim Street, 1,100 feet west of Road 212. Gentlemen, for the record, I will pass down copies of the site plan submitted by the applicant. It is a survey prepared by Coast Survey. It shows the intended location of storage of materials, existing house, and existing produce. For the record, we received two agency comments, first one being from DelDOT. This is the same comment we received, on the application that was filed previously several months ago. It was dated 12-2305, makes reference to the AR and conditional use, should have been GR. Let me get this out of here. Traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service will not change as a result of this application. Under the memorandum from the Sussex Conservation District from Debbie Absher, dated August 10th, we are advised that the soils on this area are mapped to be Glassboro's sandy loam and Hemlopen Rosedale complex. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. There are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected, and it may not be necessary for any off-site or on-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memo was a copy of an aerial infrared, a copy of a soil survey map, and then a report on the varying information about the soil types. And that's all I have at this time.
All right, sir, we thank you. And if you would be so kind as to give us your name and address for our tape.
Yes, sir. My name is Francis Precup, and my address is 22406 Sawmill Road, Milton, Delaware.
All right, sir. We thank you. You heard what our director had to say about your application. Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, sir.
Okay, then. Well, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you. And Mr. Burton, I believe this is in your vast territory.
I know that you were here before, and we looked at a drawing that was a little looser than what,
yes, sir,
than what this one is. Is there been any, are any of the businesses changing?
No, sir. I think before on the other drawing, see years ago, that used to be a car lot on the west side of the house, and I labeled that lot as a car lot. And I had an old Suburban that I had retired from my business sitting there for sale. I have no intention to sell automobiles from that location. It's just the landscape supply, the produce business, and my birdhouse business.
So the automobiles are out?
Yes.
Right. Landscaping, produce, and birdhouse. As far as signage goes, would there be any updated of the sign?
I can't see any change in the signage. There's a sign at the corner of Slim and Route 16 Produce, and under that I have a small sign, but this size. This is mulch, and then I have a hay wagon that's portable that I move around from different locations, and it says firewood and mulch and topsoil, a little sign on the side of the hay wagon.
What will be the hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. In the spring, it's a little later. But basically 8 to 4, Monday through Friday, and Saturdays from 8 a.m. till noon.
No Sundays?
No, sir.
Is there a plan for where the Suburban is, the old Suburban is? What will that area
go? Later on down the road, maybe some. I use that primarily now for firewood. It's off and out of the way from the other operation. There's extra parking over there. It's quite a big parcel on that side, but it's mainly just for coming and going, and just for firewood. And I have a topsoil pile on that side also.
How many employees?
It's just myself and one other person. And that's on a part-time basis.
Any facilities at all? Any restrooms at all?
In the home. Yes, just for, you know, if anybody needs it, they're welcome to use that.
That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Johnson. Thank you. In looking at the survey that's provided, I can't determine the setback that you have between your concrete wall and the adjoining property on the backside is?
I believe it's, if I'm not mistaken, it's 10 feet.
And Mr. Lang, would that be within our setback requirements?
It would be required to be at least 15 feet.
That could be moved. That could be moved in if need be. But I think right now it's probably 10 or 11 feet.
Okay. I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Gordy?
Where are you proposing selling your produce from? The sheds up there?
Some on the corner of Slim Street, yes, on that corner. I've done some improvements on the produce stand this spring. We've new roof and repaired some bad wood in it and reworked the walk-in cooler. Some of the produce I grow myself and some I buy.
So where's the parking for the produce stand? Is it
it's behind the produce stand and along along the tree line there, okay. just to the west of the produce stand, there's ample parking. I've been really fussy about keeping it open there for coming and going, people coming and going.
You stated you're not going to be open on Sundays?
Not if I don't have to be.
No produce on Sundays?
Oh, well, yeah, produce on Sundays, but the landscape supply business, like to keep that closed, you know, on close that up on Sunday, Saturday at noon.
So you are planning on selling produce on Sunday?
Yes.
So what type of landscape? Are you selling plants?
Not yet. Maybe later on down the river. Right now I'm selling mulches and topsoil, various aggregates of stone, natural field stones. And firewood.
No plant material, right?
Not yet, sir.
That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Smith.
Thank you. Thank you. Any thoughts about possibly selling clamshells?
No, sir.
None.
But if a customer needs clamshells, I have access to them, and I could have them delivered to a customer's place. But as far as stocking them on the premises, no way. No way.
For the obvious reasons.
Yes.
Yeah.
The odor.
We understand. And if the commission were to look on this favorably in a recommendation, you're saying if someone needed to use sanitary facilities, they could use that in the house?
Yes.
So if possibly a stipulation of approval was no Johnny on the spot type.
Right.
You'd
right.
be there, fine with
yes,
that.
Yes, I would have no problem with the use of the restroom in the house.
And while I have not seen your birdhouses, I'm sure they're visually appealing. Would you have any problem keeping the display of those birdhouses a certain distance back from Route 16 so they weren't in, too prominently displayed?
Let me briefly touch on that, sir. Ever since a teenager, native purple martin birds have been a science of mine. I spent my life savings in 97 patenting the design of my entrances for these houses to keep the starlings out. These birds are 100% dependent on mankind for their housing. And I taught classes here at the college, the high schools. I'm very active with it. That to me is every bit as important as everything else I have here. And I had do on Slim Street, that one barrier you see there, in the center of that I've got one castle and a gourd rack and two other purple martin houses with gourds under those, and they're well off of Slim Street. And it's a wonderful display. Since I put them up there, I've had a nice colony of purple martins arrive, and it's just helping the community learn about native birds, and it's appealing mm-hmm. to the eye.
Good for you. I'm sure it is, and I applaud you for that. Unfortunately, sometimes the experiences of the commission, you being well-meaning, get cast into a lot with some other people that, once they get granted a conditional use, tend to avail themselves of our good nature and go ahead and perhaps fill their front yard with lawn displays.
No, I have no plans of erecting any more houses or gourd racks or anything. That on Slim Street is sufficient to maintain a healthy colony of birds that I can maintain, mm-hmm. and also it's a wonderful display room for people to see what they can do if they have the right thing. Mm-hmm.
And just finally, one thing, based on what I've heard you represent to the commission here tonight, if I were to draw the conclusion that your business is generally supportive of local agriculture through the resales of local produce and product, would I be correct in saying you're supportive of that?
Well, absolutely. And plus, a lot of my material I buy from a local forest recycler, local growers. Nothing comes out of state. It's all, everything there is local. Except for the stone, I'm sorry. I'll take that back. It's, there's no stone in Delaware, but I have the stone brought in.
We'll work on that. Thank you.
All right, sir. Mr. Lang.
I don't really have any questions. I just would express concern as to what Dell.com comments might be if this application is approved based on the number of entrances that exist. When Dell.com gives consideration to this, which will be a requirement if you get approval, that they would have to sign off on it, you're showing one large stone area or gravel area plus two additional entrances along 16, not counting Slim Street. So there may be some concerns with Dell.com to close some of your entrances.
Yes, I'm anticipating that. Originally, that there was one entrance granted on that lot, and it was open. The whole entire frontage of that was open. It's never been closed since I bought the property. And when they repaved it, they brought a pad in to that lot. I've stoned that area just to keep the grass down. And it's easier to maintain.
And one other observation for the commission is that the he would be allowed one sign on premise, ground sign, and one on the building. That would be the limitation unless he went through the Board of Adjustment for additional signs. That's all I have.
All right, sir. Counts?
No, sir.
Council?
No, sir.
All right, sir. We thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if anybody has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1760 Francis B. Precup Jr.? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1760? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is